T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's trending?
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I think he's athletic. I think he's accurate. I think he's prepared. I think he's a really good leader. You know, the guys, he's been able to hold players accountable in his own way. I think that's the whole process of what we've been trying to do, you know, and not get our feelings hurt.
That's the voice of Mike Vrabel. As we come back here in the 1 o'clock hour, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Final hour on a Friday. What's trending here to kick things off? Adam Kaplan, 25 minutes away to help us further get ready for the championship games this Sunday in the NFL. The AMA, just about 40 minutes away. Any question, any topic? Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929, or on Twitter, at Wendy Radio or at TBM929. We will answer all your questions on a Friday afternoon, coming up in about 40 minutes. But back to Mike Vrabel. And his quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. How much is he going to have to rely on Ryan Tannehill this weekend? Because hopefully not very much, right? Like, he's talking about Tannehill being a leader, and he's been in the NFL for a while, and he seems to know what his role is, and he's accepting of his role, and they're in the AFC Championship game because of it. But, I mean, if Ryan Tannehill has to throw the ball to get you back in this game this weekend,
you're in trouble.
Ooh, that's a bad situation.
Yeah, I don't trust him in that capacity. I trust him to throw the football. That's the thing, and I trust him to throw the football. Don't get me wrong. I don't trust him to bring me back in a situation where he has to throw the football. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think that's when you're Tennessee, you want to be in that position as far as this game. You want to be able to dictate when you throw the football, because they're going to have to throw the football. I mean, you can't run Derrick Henry 40 times. Well, you can.
Maybe.
But, I mean, you have to give some kind of element of a pass game, because you got players that can make – you got players that make plays. As far as, you know, Jonnu Smith and A.B. and all those. They got guys that can play.
Good.
I mean, sorry, A.J. Brown.
Let's call
A.B. A.J. Brown. These guys can make plays. You just got to give them opportunities. They look for early shots for Tennessee. Look for early shots. Look for some first down throws, too, because Tennessee's going to be loaded up. I mean, sorry, Kansas City's going to be loaded up. That box is going to be heavy, and you got to find a way to loosen it up with Derrick Henry. Now, you're going to run into some 8-man boxes? Yeah, but still, you got to throw the ball on the first down.
Right.
He's going to be there. He's going to be there.
Right, exactly, because they're going to be trying to take away Derrick Henry, and rightfully so. I mean, if you can take Derrick Henry away, then you got a great chance to win. Even if you don't, you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you could score a lot, you still have a pretty good chance to win. Derrick Henry, we said this earlier, has 588 rushing yards in the last 3 games. They're giving him the ball over and over and over again, and it's working. What do you have, 190 last week? Had 185 the week before that.
I mean, it seems like that one big run.
Oh, yeah.
That
what, 65 last week?
Yeah, something like that.
Because
yeah.
He's big and fast, which is unfair. You shouldn't be both of those things at the same time, right. Or at least not that big and that fast.
I wonder what goes through like the DB's mind. Like, here it is.
Oh, God.
Again.
Oh, no. Like, he gets around that corner. The linebacker that was supposed to get that edge, or the defensive end that was supposed to get him in the backfield, here he comes.
Get him.
Well, you saw what – you could basically read Earl Thomas's mind last week.
Damn it. That's going to be on TV.
And then he stiff-armed him in the back for no reason. Turned him into his lead blocker. Derrick Henry's a bully, and he's really, really good. How many carries, just as we just predict, like over under 32 carries for Derrick Henry this week?
Well, they get up on him. They can't have those carries. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, that's true.
I'll say 22.
Oh, so you think the Titans are going to lose?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do, too. Yeah. But I think Derrick Henry's going to carry the ball so many times. And that's just because that's what I would do. I would give him the ball 40 times in this game. Because even if you're down, like maybe you slow them from getting too far up on you too quickly. I mean, I'm trying to slow that game down from beginning to end if I'm the Tennessee Titans. I want that game to be like, I don't know, if I can keep the Chiefs to like 10 possessions instead of 14 or 15 like they want, then I've got a chance to keep it close and maybe I can get him at the end. I'm giving Derrick Henry the ball as much as I possibly can. I still think the Chiefs win that game.
I have done a few of these, and we try to keep it as normal as we possibly can as far as the schedule goes for the players. So I try to stick to that, but I've done that during the time. I understand. I've been there. I understand how fast the game is. I mean, I can tell you that from experience. And obviously, still single elimination, but the magnitude's bigger, I guess you'd say.
So that's the voice of Andy Reid. Obviously, everybody knows the storylines regarding him and championship weekend. He's lost a lot of times in the NFC and AFC championship game. He's won once. They went to the Super Bowl, and then they lost to the Patriots. But all the other times Andy Reid and his teams have been in the AFC or NFC championship games, he's lost, including last season with the Chiefs. Is Andy Reid the guy this weekend that has, and I don't know if it's just this weekend, he'd need a championship, but maybe include both weekends. Is Andy Reid the guy, coach and player, in the championship games that has the opportunity to change his career narrative
yes.
the most?
Yeah, without a doubt. He is, because everybody knows how great a head coach Andy Reid mm-hmm. is. And he's a great, but he doesn't have that one thing that a lot of great head coaches have, and it's that title.
Yeah.
And he's been in a position to play in that game all those times. Maybe they only got there once, and they lost to the Patriots in a great game. But, yeah, everybody needs one, because you always go back, and when you say it like that, you always go back to what Dan Marino said. I always thought I was going to get back.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't that hurt after the Super Bowl, because I always thought I would get back.
Right, because it was like his
– it was the second year.
Second season.
Yeah, yeah. MVP and all that. Sure. All those rules, those records and everything, and the 49ers just came and just mollywopped
yes, they
Miami.
Did.
But that's what he said after the game. Was he upset? He said, no, because I knew I was going to get back and never been back in. So, yeah, I mean, this is an opportunity. I'll tell you who else. Second is Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
Because of his greatness, he should have more than one ring.
Yeah, absolutely
so,
right.
I mean, those two guys right there, I think, you know, you can go 1A, 1B.
Yeah, because, I mean, Andy Reid is the answer to a question you don't want to be the answer to. He might be the best coach to not have a Super Bowl.
Do you think Andy Reid gets in without a Super Bowl?
To the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Like, Aaron Rodgers to get in without another one, without another Super Bowl.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is going in no matter what. I think Andy Reid will eventually, too, even if he doesn't win the Super Bowl this year.
Don Corio is more of an inventive coach.
But here's the thing about Andy Reid is he's at the beginning, or at least to me what feels like the beginning, of a nice run with this Kansas City team.
Yeah.
Like, Patrick Mahomes is in his third year, but second year as a starter, and they're back in the AFC Championship game for the second year in a row. There's no guarantee, of course. But it feels like with a quarterback like that and the weapons they have around him, they're going to be in the mix for the next handful of years, which means Andy Reid's going to have a ton of wins. He's going to be a top 10 all-time wins coach in the NFL. I think he gets in no matter what, but he'll always have that asterisk next to his name.
If they have an Andy Reid meltdown, do the Chiefs move on from him?
No. No, they wouldn't do that, would they?
I don't think so.
I mean, it would have to be really bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they have the Andy Reid moment.
What would it even have to be? Yeah. Just a big fourth quarter blown lead, bad decision making. I mean, he's done it before.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill O'Brien's not getting fired by the Texans, is he? If Bill O'Brien doesn't get fired for what happened last week, Andy Reid can't get fired for this week. That's back-to-back AFC championships. You can't do that, can you?
I'm just saying. You know, I don't think they'll fire Big Red.
No, I don't think so either. But again, a guy who has a chance, I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure at all.
I'm just saying, if they lose a game like Andy Reid's teams
tend to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they move on from him. Because you can't, but the thing.
God, I feel so bad for him.
I feel so bad for him. I like Andy.
I like him, too.
I like Andy a lot.
He seems like a cool guy. I mean, Hugh actually played for him, really, really loves him, having played for him. He is the answer to that question, though. He can change that entire narrative with two wins. Two wins in the next couple of weeks. Aaron Rodgers, same thing. Two Super Bowls obviously puts him in a much different category than quarterbacks with just one Super Bowl. There's other guys, too. Look, if Kyle Shanahan wins the Super Bowl this year, you want to talk about young, hotshot coaches in the NFL?
Yep.
He gets a Super Bowl. What's this, his third year in San Francisco?
Yep.
That would be unbelievable.
Yeah, and then, you know, show me the money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anything he wants. And then, I don't know. I'm not even really giving much possibility to the idea of the Titans winning a Super Bowl, but maybe they could.
They could.
And then Vrabel and all those guys. But anyway, before we get into some other stuff, we don't have audio with this, but there is big news out of UGA today. Kirby Smart and Georgia have hired a new offensive coach, and the report is he's going to be the play caller.
Yeah.
Todd Monken, who had been with Cleveland last year, he's been an offensive coordinator in college football before, most recently with Oklahoma State.
Yes.
He's a spread offense, four verts type play caller. And again, Mark Schlabaugh from ESPN is reporting to us and everyone else that that he's going to be the play caller next season.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's interesting. If they let him do it his way, that's a big departure from what Kirby's done before.
They're not gonna. That's not gonna happen.
Okay,
it's not gonna happen.
Okay,
all right, there're gonna be some concepts in there, but he's not going to an Oklahoma State type thing. And for all y'all fools who out there talking about it, he came for the Browns. Yeah, he came for the Browns. No, he didn't call the plays for the Browns. All right, back to you, Andy.
What are people? People making
fun
of the hire
because
of
the Browns. Ha, ha, ha. Dude,
yeah.
Learn something. Damn.
Well, you might have just taught him something. What I don't know the answer to is what happens to James Coley, because James Coley was calling plays last year. You don't want to lose James Coley. And there's not that many. I mean, you don't want to demote him. But if co-offensive coordinator now with Monken? Because they've already got an assistant head coach. That's what Matt Luke is. Matt Luke came over from Ole Miss, or got fired and then was hired by Georgia, and he's the assistant head coach now. So can you have two assistant head coaches? Because you got to do something. Like, you can't just demote James
Coley. Hold on. He's the associate head coach.
Luke?
Yes.
So you can have an associate head coach.
And an assistant head coach.
Yes,
you can, actually.
You can?
Yes. Yes.
Do you think these guys are dumb? Or, I mean, the money change? Because you have to make the money change if you want to keep him happy.
Hold on one second.
Okay, I'm holding on.
I'm just reading some stuff real quick.
I'm holding.
Damn.
What?
Like, Luke got a nice pay. I bet he did.
Some
chips.
I bet he did.
No. Okay, so he is the associate head coach. So,
I know
Coley can be
that.
The assistant head coach.
All right.
Bam, it all works, Andy.
Maybe that would be
it all works. It's all about titles.
You just can't lose it.
It's all about titles.
And it is about, it's about titles and it's about money.
Yeah,
and Matt Luke got a lot of money to be on that staff.
Yes.
Munkin's going to get some pretty good money, too.
Yes.
But if I'm James Coley, and I don't get to call plays anymore, and I'm your best recruiter, or one of your best recruiters, because Sam Pittman's gone now, you're paying me. Speaking of paying people, let's give away $1,000.
Jeez!
Now
it's going
to
cost more than that.
Reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
First, the code word for the 1 o'clock hour is FIRST, F-I-R-S-T. You have until 159 to text FIRST. To 72881, that's 72881 from your cell phones. That messaging data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. And for complete rules, visit 929thegame.com/rules. First, answer the phone. If it's a bill collector, just hang up on them.
Yeah, hang up on
them. That's
it. It's that easy.
Don't scream.
It could be $1,000. Again, it's going to be more money than that if you want to keep James Coley happy. But again, I think everyone should be happy. This is what Georgia fans have been asking for all season, right? Evolve offensively. Catch up with modern times. Look what LSU did. They won a national championship. Look what Nick Saban did. He evolved. They won a couple national championships after that. Can't live in the dark ages anymore, Kirby. You got to get with the program. Get with modern times offensively. So it looks like he's doing that.
Yeah.
Got a dual threat quarterback and a guy who calls, well, at least he did call, a spread type system when he was in college before. What's it going to look like? We don't know. We'll see when the season comes around, but I like it. All of the thought process that goes into it is exactly what everyone was asking for from Georgia all season long last season. We'll see how it plays out on the field, but I like the direction that they're going in.
Did you ask your teammates not to tear your shirt? Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
Jose, your team...
Just such a guilty giggle, isn't it?
It's so crazy now because now everybody at court, again... Everybody's putting out all the stats of their home versus away stats now.
Yeah, crazy.
It's crazy.
He batted like 450 at home and like 150 on the road.
478 at home. I'm sorry, 472 at home, 143 away.
Damn.
Maybe they just couldn't play on the road.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe. the speculation and the accusation is that Jose Altuve and other members of the Astros in the playoffs in 2017 and maybe even throughout the entire season in 17 and before that were wearing wires on their bodies that would vibrate and tell them what pitch was coming.
Well, there was no evidence, according to MLB, according to baseball, there was no evidence that said or showed that the players had it.
And just so we're clear, correct me if I'm wrong
listening.
This one, that's the same Major League Baseball that had the information on the managers and the general managers and all of the other cheating that was going on that they sat on for 2 years until The Athletic reported it this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same people?
Yeah.
So you believe those people about this?
I go where the evidence is, not where the Twitter evidence is.
Uh-huh.
All right, I go by the evidence, Andy. And the evidence that was laid out in front of me says that did not happen.
Wait, you were there? They laid this evidence out in front of you?
I read it.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen next, but it looks really bad.
How was that lawyer tone?
You did pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, it was very convincing.
Don't believe nothing I just said, though.
You don't?
No, something up.
Something's up. Folks were cheating, and folks are snitching, and that's what's going to happen next. Guys are going to try to save themselves and start snitching on other people. Is there a chance Jose Altuve gets banned from baseball?
There's no way in hell.
No, really?
No way. No player will be punished. It's the first of the month. Who's your favorite Bone? Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Probably Busy Bone.
I like Busy, too.
Yeah, Busy Bone. Thuggish Ruggish Bone is such a great song.
We're not against rap.
We're against those
We're not
rappers.
Against rappers, but we are against those thugs. And how it comes in?
Yeah. I call my dog Boone, Thuggish Ruggish Boone, sometimes. We'll come back and talk to Adam Kaplan. These are the types of things that happen in my house. Adam Kaplan's going to join us next, get us ready for the AFC and NFC Championship game on Sunday. Maybe ask him a Falcons question or two as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Couple segments left for us here on a Friday afternoon. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Get your questions in. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. Or you can hit Wendy up on Twitter, at Wendy Radio. Again, any question, any topic, we will answer them to close the show out 20 minutes from right now. But before we get there, as we continue to look ahead to a great weekend in the NFL, championship weekend in the NFL, we're joined on the WadeFord.com hotline by Adam Kaplan, NFL insider from Sirius XM NFL, as well as Fox Sports Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Kaplan NFL. That's Kaplan with a C, C-A-P-L-A-N-N-F-L. Adam, how are you?
Guys, good to be with you this championship weekend. It's always good, and I think we have two really intriguing games.
Yeah, I think we do, too. And I want to spend a lot of time talking about both of them and implications for coaches and players and all that. But I did want to ask you a quick question about the Falcons. We haven't had a chance to talk to you in a little bit. Were you surprised when you heard, I guess it was before the final game of the season even, that the Falcons weren't going to make any changes? They're going to bring Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff back for another year?
I was. If you would have asked me at midseason, the belief around the league was that both would be out. But what I loved is DQ decided to give up the play calling on defense. You know, obviously he took it over. He fired three coordinators last year, and he did the smart thing. Obviously it was a last-ditch effort, and it worked. And look, if you look at their last drafts, they haven't been bad. It's just they needed more time. And the thing is, and I think this is what Arthur Blank looked at, the team played really hard for DQ at the end. They never gave up. Typically, when teams are folding up, I remember when Andy Reid was here in Philly, it was over. It was so over. He had to go. They had to blow up the coaching staff. It just sometimes you have to move on. The team quit on Andy, I thought then. Whereas DQ, they have not quit, and they actually finished up fairly well.
Adam, and on the coaching side, anyways, there was a whole lot. For some reason this year, Adam, it seemed like this offseason of coaching moves, it seemed like it got more pressed than usual. Which job do you think is going to be the most work to try and see if they can get this team back to a contender?
Wait. So you mean in terms of what's the best one?
What's the best hire, in your opinion?
Well, the best job, I thought, opening, at least certainly one of them, just talking to coaching agents and what they had their eye on was the Cleveland Browns head coaching job, which went to Kevin Stefanski,
right,
the former Vikings OC. That team, I'm not saying they're going to make a Niners type of jump, going from 4-12 to 13-3, but why can't this finally be a team with a winning record and push for a wild card? Look, the Bengals were awful this season. The Steelers dropped off. Ravens certainly very good. But I think with a little bit better coaching, especially from the head coach, from Stefanski, they could take a big jump to 9-10 wins to push for a wild card. So I'd say of all the openings, I thought that was probably the best one. The Giants have certainly a lot of offense, not a lot on defense. Carolina is a team in transition. They don't know who the quarterback's going to be. There were some pretty serious questions with that football team. But remember, we only had five openings. We were expecting seven or eight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned the Falcons. They stayed. The Lions, with Matt Patricia, they're going to give him one more season. So he's back. So we didn't have, typically we get seven, eight openings. We only had the five.
Yeah, there was a little bit more patience than normal, wasn't there? And I don't know if that's a trend or if it's just a coincidence, but I think folks here in Atlanta were surprised a little bit at the patience that Arthur Blank showed. Is that something that league-wide is owners sort of on the same page, or is that just a coincidence that a couple teams didn't do what we thought they were going
to
do?
Right, two things. Not that money has much to do with it with Arthur Blank, but both he and Dimitroff were talking about DQ and Dimitrov having time left on their deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, the word around the league was this was not a great group of head coaching candidates.
Wow. Ooh. Okay.
And I think that's really the truth. That's what I'd heard really from a league level. There was not a great list this season. Where you're going to have to really take a little bit of a leap of faith. When DQ came out, when DQ became the Falcons head coach, I remember talking to Browns. That was a guy they actually wanted, but the problem is they could not wait till Dan was out of the playoffs with the Seahawks. So, and obviously, they probably would tell you now they regretted not waiting. But that's what we're learning here is when it's not a great group, coaches sometimes can survive.
Okay, Adam, let's get to some of the games this weekend. And I want to go back to a name you said, Andy Reid, and the pressure on him to win this game because we know what happened with him in these conference championship games. If he's down in the fourth quarter, Adam, and they're down by seven or something, is it going to be here comes the Andy Reid, or do you think that they can finally get over the hump this year?
You know, Randy, it was interesting last week when they were down 24-0. I mean, it was just everything, you know, as a former player.
Right.
If you just hang in there, everything that could go wrong, the muff punt, a turnover, they just could not get out of their own way, but there was still time left in the first quarter. And you just saw once they scored the first touchdown, then they got the second touchdown, you're like, uh-oh. And then Bill Bryan got conservative, and there were seven straight touchdowns on offense, obviously by the Chiefs. I've never seen anything like that. And I've seen some comebacks before, but this was just really ridiculous. And people are talking about it. Maybe it would be like a Bills comeback. No, it was way different than the miracle, obviously in Nashville. This one was a little different, but it was incredible. I don't know if there's that much pressure because he found a way to win. But I would say this: they're the clearly better football team. If they control the Tennessee run game, I say they blow them out. If Henry goes off, this is going to be a fascinating game on Sunday.
Adam Kaplan joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on the WadeFord.com hotline from Sirius XM NFL as well as Fox Sports Radio. Maybe Andy Reid is the answer to this question, Adam. I don't know. We were kicking it around earlier in the hour. Which coach or player with a couple wins, championship win this weekend and then a Super Bowl win in a couple weeks from now, has the opportunity to change their career history the most, change their narrative the most?
Andy Reid, not that people don't think he's a very good or great coach, but he's never won a Super Bowl. Most people thought around the league when he got in the 2004 Super Bowl that they had the better talent than the Patriots, but they underachieved in that game. And Andy, and the beautiful thing is it ended poorly with Andy in Philly, but he's shown now that coaches can be revived. They can start a second career with another football team and thrive. And the other thing is Andy might be the NFL's best play caller, and it shows, and we've never seen an offense like this. As good as the Rams was, we've not seen a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, and I would love to see the Chiefs 49ers play each other. I thought that would be a great Super Bowl.
Last one, Adam, is the NFC Championship game. We saw the last time the 49ers just manhandled the Packers, and the 49ers defense looks like they're rested. I mean, they were flying around last weekend. Can Aaron Rodgers and them go in there and get it done? Because it's hard to beat the same team twice in the season.
Problem is for the Packers, they don't have a second receiver that's dependable.
Yeah.
That's killed them. They're having trouble scoring. Their defense is really good. I think they could hang in it, but in the end, I think clearly the Niners are the better team. And I'm really hoping in Miami 2 weeks when I'm there that I get to see both of those teams because I would love to see a great Super Bowl and that has a chance to be one.
Adam, great stuff,
appreciate
man. We appreciate the time. Enjoy championship weekend.
Guys, you got it. Thank you.
Adam Kaplan there on the WadeFord.com hotline. Again, you can follow Adam on Twitter at KaplanNFL. That's CAPLANNFL. A lot of interesting stuff there, including the idea that the patience from the NFL owners this year, Falcons, Arthur Blank specifically, might have something to do with the fact that there just weren't very many great candidates.
That's something that you haven't heard.
Yeah.
Because Adam is tapped into all that. So, Adam, I mean, people tell him stuff that you just really don't hear sometimes. And he could be right. I mean, the thing with Stefanski, we don't know. They said they wanted to hire him last year. It was a tussle between management and whoever management wanted Stefanski. They wanted Kitchens. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so many different things that goes on with that. But, yeah, I mean, look at all the hires. And I'm just talking about on just the regular football mind, not a guy who's an insider that Did we know any of these guys? Most of them were going to get the head coaching job. Even Matt Rhule before the season. Were we really penciling him in at Carolina? Were we penciling McCarthy?
Oh, absolutely not.
I mean, Stefanski, well, Judge.
McCarthy,
maybe.
Yeah, McCarthy was probably the most realistic one because you knew he was out of the game
right.
and all the success that he had in Green Bay. Nobody knew Ron Rivera was going to be available.
No, exactly.
But Ron Rivera becoming available is a natural fit. But you're right. I mean, there were unusual hires, yeah. unexpected
but they
hires.
They usually are, though.
They are.
They usually are.
But that's the thing about it for me is, like, it's really hard to say that because you just don't know what they're going to be. Like, Joe Judge might become the greatest coach in Giants history. Probably
yeah.
not. Probably
I don't
not.
Know.
But he could.
How do you know?
It's possible.
Because the thing nowadays, you see what's going on now, is your staff. What kind of staff are you putting mm-hmm. together? And right now, when you look at some of the names that people are putting out there, like you look at Carolina doing, they're talking about interviewing Mike McCoy, and I think, okay, it's slipping my mind, mm-hmm. as a quarterback coach. You get those guys as your quarterback coach, that's a win.
Yeah.
That's a win. That's a help for Joe Brady.
Sure.
I mean, you look at what Judge is trying to do up there in New York. I know it's going to frustrate Brian, but you can't do worse than having Jason Garrett as your play caller. You can't do worse than having Freddie Kitchens as a position, as maybe your running back or tight end coach. Like, those are wins.
Yeah, when you get guys that were good enough to be thought of as yes. head coaches.
And you get them
owners.
To be position.
Right, not even coordinators.
Not even coordinators.
Yeah.
Position coaches?
Yeah.
That's a win for
that
you.
That is. That's impressive. Now, again, I find it interesting to talk about coaching candidates as if we know what they're going to be. Any season versus any other offseason, like, no one knew what Dan Quinn was going to be as a head coach. There was a lot more momentum behind Dan Quinn because he was the defensive coordinator for a team that won a Super Bowl, went back to it, was the number one defense in the NFL for a couple years. But, like, to sit here and pretend that we know how good a class of new coaches is going to be 1 year versus the next, I think it's a little disingenuous. What I would say is the hype behind these guys is a lot less than it has been in other seasons.
And here it just was tweeted out by Georgia. It says, welcome Todd Monken. Offensive coordinator.
Hey, so he's the offensive coordinator
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that's what it says right here.
Okay.
And it's tweeted from UGA.
So that's official. Todd Monken is now the OC at UGA. Will be very interesting to see because he's way over here as far as wanting to call plays historically, the way that he calls plays.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby's way over here with as conservative
it's
as he
be,
is.
It's going to be in the middle.
Yeah, is it the middle?
It's going to be because.
Or is it close to Kirby's side?
When we were talking.
Close to
Monken? You know, we were talking to Roddy, and Roddy's like, four wide verts, that ain't happening, Captain.
Maybe like a couple times.
Oh, no, it's going to happen, but that's not going to be the base.
That's not the base.
No, we don't set up the run by passing the ball. No. Sorry for you.
But what if they do, though?
They're not going to.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so Kirby's over here and Monken's over here.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going further? Monken's coming closer to Kirby's side?
I think Kirby's going closer to Monken's side.
Closer to Monken's
side.
But
he ain't going all the way over
Not
to
the
his
way.
Side.
I mean,
yeah.
all the way over to Monken's side.
Yeah.
That's a long way
That's
to go.
That's a long ways away. It's our fourth annual Game Bowl taking place Saturday, January 25th at Stars and Strikes at Sandy Springs. It's from 7 to 11. We're going to have raffle prizes including autograph items, a Julio Jones football, Matt Ryan jersey, Pitty Martinez jersey, and a Trae Young basketball, Shaky Knees and Shaky Boots festival tickets. All right, then. And you can participate in me and Andy's Papa Shot contest for a chance to play me in Sports Jeopardy right here on air in the studio. Thanks to our Game Bowl sponsors, Stars and Strikes, Lit Vodka, and Priority Men's Medical.
Remember earlier in the week you asked why would they play you in Sports Jeopardy?
Yeah.
You remember what happened like a half hour ago?
Yeah, you got foots put in.
That's why. That's why they're playing you. Coming up next, we'll get to the AMA. Ask me anything, any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line or on Twitter at Windy Radio or at TBM929. We'll be right back to answer your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, Randy, it wouldn't be the end of the show if there wasn't more snitching in baseball.
We need to get punched in the face now.
We got Jack. Remember Jack McDowell?
Yes. I remember
Black Jack McDowell from the White
Sox?
When
he used to play in the MTV game.
He's That's always right, had Rockin'
Jock. He's always had that pepper in his pocket. Yeah.
Yeah. Black Jack McDowell from back in the day. He also pitched for the Yankees in the mid-90s as well. He said that back in the 80s, the White Sox, under the direction of Tony La Russa, used to steal signs using cameras as well. And he said, quote, I'm going to whistleblow this thing now because I'm getting tired of this crap. That's
Shut
what
up.
Jack McDowell
said. Shut up, Jack.
More snitching. Telling you.
Shut
this
up.
Is not stopping.
Go eat some shishito peppers and burn up your mouth. Oh, I want some shishito peppers.
Maybe you could get some this weekend.
Mm.
All right.
Where can I get some good shishito pepper?
I don't know. Let's get to the AMA, brought to you by Right From the Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. Multiple ways to ask questions. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. Twitter as well, at Wendy Radio or at TBM929. Hi, Wendy.
How's it going?
I don't have any over here.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
What Olympic sport would you like to compete in?
Golf.
The 100?
Golf.
The 100?
Yeah. Are the 100-meter runners the best athletes? Like, just the purest form of athleticism?
Just running?
You're just the fastest person alive.
I mean,
like, Usain Bolt seems to me like the one of the greatest athletes to ever exist.
Right.
Because he was so big and could just do that.
He can go get it.
You ever run the 100 in high school?
No. Oh, no, not in high school. I ran in middle school.
How fast?
Middle school, I guess.
That's a long time.
I was so
ago.
Young. Yeah.
You were pretty fast, though, back in the day.
No, I was. I was slow. I had to work my way to be fast.
I know, but on your pro day, what'd you run? A 4?
5?
That's pretty damn fast.
Like I said, I had to work my way.
Okay, but still, you worked on it.
I was slow, but
fast.
I worked. Get that.
Yeah, the arm's get just arm, right.
The arms are good. You got to, like, get down in the
get
crouch.
Get that in the crouch.
And then you don't stand up fully until, like, 30
man.
Yards into it.
Got to go get it. Hey.
Yeah. I know.
Go get them dollar bills.
Now I'm telling you. I'd never ran that fast. Never could, never will, but.
You can.
No, I can't.
That's how my feet sounded when
I'm. I couldn't run a 30-yard dash in a 4-5.
I know.
Not now, not ever.
You know what? You know the one thing I've never seen, Bunk, is you run.
I run almost every single day.
Oh, yeah. And I'm got see.
But I jog.
The athlete run.
Oh, like run fast?
Yeah.
If you want.
No, thank you.
Go outside, do a sprint.
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Oh, yeah. I ain't trying to hurt nothing on my body.
I'm not fast.
You do treadmill sprints.
Yeah. Yeah. Sprint on the treadmill if you want me to. I'll sprint down the sidewalk. I'll sprint down the hallway if you want.
Okay.
Good form.
Please let me film that.
Yeah. Good, my feet move fast, tiny steps.
Yeah, you're a tiny step.
I got a small stride. Don't know why.
Okay.
Make your stride a little bit bigger.
Stride it out. Yeah. Short legs, though.
I have short legs. You can just stride it out a little farther than you think. You can do it.
Yeah, my groin's always tight. Yeah, I got a lot of problems when it comes to running fast. Anyway, I'd like to play golf because then I'd be a really good golfer.
Yeah.
I can make a lot of money.
There's some information that we just don't need to know sometimes, Andy.
Like what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Something you just said. Who wins a 92.9 The Game Battle Royale wrestling match?
Hugh.
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 Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, Hugh. Or, yeah. I mean, Jarvis would be in
no,
there.
No, no. Why do we always leave out Jarvis?
Jarvis is in contention.
Because Jarvis is a soft guy. Jarvis. Now, if you try Jarvis will hurt you.
Okay.
But Jarvis, I think when people see Jarvis, they get so, like, man, this is the nicest dude in the world,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean by
He's like the friendliest
Nick
guy in the
Cully,
world.
Nick Cully, dude.
Sure.
What was on Jungle Book? Baloo. That's Jarvis.
Oh, I like Baloo.
That's Jarvis.
Such a great character.
Is that not Jarvis?
Yeah. But yeah. Jarvis, again, like.
But you try him.
Try him. Don't do
you
that.
You going to try him.
Please don't
But they
do
tried
that.
Baloo in the movie, and Baloo went, you know.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That'll happen.
So them, what was it, the monkeys in that movie that he tried Baloo?
Yeah. Jarvis has a good decade on Hugh, though.
As far as?
Just he's younger.
I would like to see that tussle. I like to see Jarvis and Hugh, like, they'll be, like, putting dents in the wall.
Stuff would break.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But, again, I mean, it's hard. Like, you got these guys are defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, Jarvis didn't play in the NFL, but he played in the Arena League. Like, he got paid money to play defensive line.
That'd be tough. See, Jarvis and Big Hugh tussling?
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Anybody else, there's no contest.
Oh, no, I'm good on that.
Like, I mean, you'd probably do pretty good
like
against
I said,
most
no,
of us.
I ain't no punk about mine.
Right, of course not.
But see, I wear Jarvis and Hugh down.
Just kind of.
Yeah, I wear him down.
Keep on your toes.
I wear him down. And Hugh got bad knees.
That's true.
My legs sweep him.
Yeah, I mean, I could wear stilettos Jarvis, and all y'all.
And think with Jarvis, I can wear Jarvis out. I'm going to leap on Jarvis' back and put that yoke on him. And then you know how when that big man, that knee hit, that one knee hit, I got him. I got him.
I wouldn't have a chance no matter what the strategy was. I think I'd be able to take, like, I'd make it out of the first round.
Could you take Abe?
Oh, yeah, I'd take Abe.
Okay.
I'd do the same thing to Abe, though. I'd wear him out. When he starts breathing hard, then I'd get him in a choker hold. I think I'd get Willie P, probably.
Yeah, I think you take that Willie
P. But, like, you know, I get in the second round, and Mike Bell's probably choking me out, and then I'm done. I'm out.
If you could have an unlimited supply of snacks at the office, what is your top three?
At the office?
Unlimited supply of snacks, your top three.
Skins.
Take some plantain chips.
And like if you were enjoying yourself.
Unsalted almonds.
Some skins. Some salt, unsalted almonds.
Yeah, just raw almonds.
Okay.
Almonds, you can eat almonds raw?
I prefer them raw.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Andy likes raw. Wendy, please go to the next
We're
question.
We're talking about
Before
almonds.
We get in trouble, please.
I got one more. I got to pick one more.
Okay.
And then what else would I like to snack on? Oh, blueberries.
Like you enjoy?
That's a soft behind list, Andy.
I know.
You my dude. Now, you know I love me some Andy Bunker.
Blueberries.
That is soft as hell.
You know what I really like?
I really do feel bad for your snack option.
I'm fine.
Plantain chips, some raw almonds. And some damn blueberries.
You need to go down the aisles of the grocery store.
You know what I like, though, is those pretzels that are filled with peanut butter.
The combos.
Oh, that's good. Like a peanut butter-filled pretzel.
Those things are pretty
That's
solid.
A nice treat.
And some sunflower seeds.
Oh.
And
what if we could just spit sunflower seeds wherever we wanted
Dude,
around
that'd be,
here?
That would be so awesome.
That'd be great.
That'd be so awesome.
It'd be like a baseball stadium.
Who would be great for y'all?
It's fine. I mean, just, you know, keep your shoes on. Don't go barefoot. That'd be a bad mistake. But, you know, just... You're spitting seeds out?
That'd be so great.
Or peanut shells?
It would smell terrible in here.
So
it probably would. It already does.
Yeah, but it would smell even worse. Favorite restaurant non-chain in Atlanta?
I don't have one, really.
Man. We've been going to South City Kitchen.
I love South City Kitchen.
It's right across the street from us these days. Love that. Muss and Turner's is right over there, too. Muss and Turner's actually was named, it's in Smyrna, the best deli in the state of Georgia.
Oh, I like the Meat House up in Duluth. It's pretty good.
Fat Matt's is damn good if you want some barbecue. Ooh. Do I have time? No, I don't have time. Dang it. I'd love to go over there today. I've been thinking about barbecue all day long.
Barbecue sounds good.
Yeah, it'd be good.
But what are your plans for Valentine's Day this year?
It's still
Randy.
January.
Someone's
asking. Yeah, but you know.
No, but you have to make plans now if you're going to do a dinner reservation.
Who goes out for dinner for Valentine's Day that ain't single?
People that are dating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Me and my wife don't go out for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Why?
We're married. We stay home and cook and have a romantic dinner at home.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People still go out. Married people go out on Valentine's Day.
Randy, do not knock it. Dinner is great on Valentine's
Day. Yeah, it's more fun when we cook it together.
Yeah, and cheaper.
And cheaper.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, what do I need to take out on Valentine's Day? I already got her.
Ruining it for everybody.
I already got it.
No, Valentine's Day dinner is great.
It's fun. It's fun when y'all cook it together.
Or if
you're early in a relationship.
Oh, it's cute.
You're dating.
That's so cute.
Go out. You got to impress them and stuff.
Yeah, that's so cute.
But you're married now.
I'm married. I got her. She ain't going to leave me because of Valentine's Day.
You going to divorce me over Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Bet you won't.
Go surprise her at work with some bunnies or something.
But I'll make some steaks and get some candy.
Yeah. She ain't leaving me.
You want to borrow Groucho Marx?
I always go to work, her job with flowers and stuff and everything. Then we come back home and cook. But I ain't taking her out. I got her already. I got to press her.
That's messed up.
Hey, Randy.
Her last name is McMichael.
Randy, how's your wife doing?
She married to me. What you think?
My favorite Randy line of all time. How's your wife doing? She's great. She's married to me. We'll come back and give you takeaways of the day. Thank you, Wendy. Hand off to Dukes and Bell as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, my groin's always tight.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Dukes and Bell got you next on a Friday from 2 to 7. Just a couple minutes left for us. Takeaway of the day here before we get out of here. Wendy's takeaway of the day is she learned the phrase, got a bunk. Which means, according to you, I don't like this phrase that much, dropping a deuce in the outhouse.
Yeah, man. But I was 12 years old, and again, I ate 9 jalapeno peppers for a damn Walkman, and the little girl ate 4 of them. She threw up, and they still gave her a damn Walkman. They could have gave me another Walkman.
You should have had 2 Walkmans.
Should have had 2 Walkmans.
Yeah, she should have had none.
None.
Yeah.
She didn't earn it.
My takeaway of the day is that Alicia Keys is yammy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Learned that one today.
Yeah, she didn't come from behind that piano. Like he says. My takeaway of the day is that Andy, if there was a bully around here and we had lunch hour, that Andy would get his lunch snatched. Because considering the fact that he likes snacks, he likes plantain chips, blueberries, and some damn, what was the other thing? And some raw almonds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have got your sauce snatched.
Why? What, does a bully want to eat that?
No, we'd have taken and threw it away.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
Stepped on it and all, or maybe poured it on your head.
At least eat it. And look at him. He's admitting that he was a bully.
No, finally, I'm not. Never bullied nobody.
Finally admitting
it. Never bullied anybody.
There's a little bit of late-breaking news here. James Coley does have a new title with UGA.
What is it, Andy?
And it's exactly what Randy said it was going to be.
Thank you.
He's the assistant head coach now.
Thank you.
And Matt Luke is the associate head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirby's the head coach.
Right.
And now Todd Monken is the offensive coordinator.
Right.
That's a lot of types of head coaches.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
It's not weird to have 3 different types of head coaches?
No, because you only got 1 big head coach. It's Kirby.
I know.
Okay.
Okay. Brian?
Just win. You can name yourself whatever you want to name yourself. Just win.
This kind of feels like the Falcons last year had all these people that used to be head coaches.
Yeah, you get a new name, you get a new name, you get a new name. First one, Randy Hughes and apostrophes don't go together, mama. Also, Nick Saban stole your guys' jackets in some cold game where you're getting your butt kicked. Yeah. And you guys all had the jackets on, and he just came over and snatched
wearing,
them away.
I wasn't wearing
them. Oh, you weren't wearing them, but everybody else got them taken away.
Yeah, the guys who weren't playing were sitting over there wearing them. He was mad at them. So
I think everybody out there listening can envision Nick Saban walking over and just snatching a jacket off of somebody. Yeah. Randy also, he eats different chips depending on his mood.
Yeah.
Andy, regional popularity is good enough for him.
Yeah.
He takes tiny steps and short strides. And Randy, not trying to impress his wife, he already has her.
Yeah. I mean, I got to take out Valentine's Day. I got her. You know, we come home and we make a beautiful dinner together. That's what we do. All right, we act like the grown-ups. Now, I don't expect anything from the two middle-aged men who still.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.